Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 39. And today we're going to talk about not to allow another person's evaluation affect your feelings of self-esteem. If people talk condescending towards you, not to be affected by it negatively. If the Chazal say, Ezo mechubed ha-mechabed es-abriyos, if one who is an honored person, one who honors others, the obvious opposite applies as well. Who is a low person, one who tries to lower others. So being an honored person, a mechubed dika person, an honorable person, is dependent on your behavior towards others, not on their behavior towards you. So why should you feel any lack of self-worth because someone else acted disrespectfully towards you? You value your kavod, your honor, your respect, your self-worth based on your own behavior towards others. When you focus is your behavior towards others and you treat them with respect and dignity, you are an honorable person. And when someone does not treat you with respect, that is their problem. That is not your problem. And regardless of how anyone else values you, you have the ability to have self-respect. Anyone who sincerely works on being a good person has milas that make him valuable. So never judge yourself based on opinions that people have on you. Ultimately, it's your own mind that decides how you consider yourself. And when you rely on someone else's judgment, that's your own choice, but you don't have to do that. Now, if there's a chush of a person that loves you, a real tzaddik, a rebbe, a mentor, and is seeing something in you that he wants to correct, you can hear him out. That's a different story altogether. But we're talking about most interactions with most people. They're not doing that. And therefore, there's no reason to pay great attention to it. You'll learn what you need to learn, and that is all. Usually, this low self-image is obtained by a person at an early age. There are many factors. It's hard to know exactly why it happens. A person may have excessive critical parents or teachers, or fail to get along with other children, or had low marks in school. Rav Tversky talked about his own lack of self-esteem, despite the fact that he didn't have these negative factors, which puzzled him for a while. But it is understandable why critical surroundings could affect a young person. But they still have the ability to say, after everything is said and done, and even if you had negative influences in the past by harsh parents or harsh teachers, you can tell yourself that it may be true that in the past I judged myself to be inferior, but I will now think of myself and I will appreciate my true value. So sometimes you have to understand people are critical of you because maybe they had unrealistic, unreasonable high standards. Or you had certain faults that you knew about and you're trying to overcome them. And, some students may have low grades but because they have a hard time understanding things, and then people have higher grades, but it has nothing to do with their character. And then as an adult, even if you had poor grades in school, you could thrive with diligence and with good character. And there's a story brought down with the Baal Shem Tov. Someone who was working on trying to improve themselves came to the Baal Shem Tov and complained that I've tried to for quite some time to become a better person, but I'm still plain and simple. And the Baal Shem Tov answered, to be aware that you are plain and simple is an accomplishment in itself. Take pleasure in that. So don't allow other people's evaluations to affect your feelings of self-esteem. And a part of that is also not to compare yourself to others. Right? You ask a child, could you draw? Of course I could draw. Adult, could you draw? He said he can't. Why? Because a child judges by his standards. He can draw something on a piece of paper with a crayon and with an image. That's drawing. But an adult has a higher standard of what drawing is. He's comparing himself with the professional artists. So he'll evaluate himself as someone who cannot draw. And while it is in Ruchnius sometimes a good thing, to see what others have accomplished to motivate yourself to accomplish more, that's called kinas seifrim. But in other areas in life, you're better off if you refrain from needlessly comparing yourself with someone else. And even in Ruchnius, by the way, you have to be careful. You could go overboard. You could go way overboard with trying to aspire to be somebody else or have someone else's abilities, and you will have a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh, a lot of suffering, by having these unrealistic expectations. But what's realistic in Ruchnius to learn from, you should strive to learn from. But for the most, in most cases, don't compare yourself to anyone else. People who feel the need to be the best usually suffer much anxiety. What if others are better than me? That would be terrible if others are better than me. But that's not how one is to think. Our goal should be to keep improving ourselves rather than being the best. It's not important to be the best. I know somebody, lives near me, is a mechanech, is sort of like a mashgiach or a madrich in a big, big yeshiva. And he says one of the sharashim that he says is a problem is that everyone is striving, they have to be the best, and which isolates the rest of the class, isolates most of the people that are in any given yeshiva for the most part. You're catering just to those few individuals. Challenge yourself with this thought. Why do I really have to be better than others? What's so awful if another person is better than me in a given area in life? What's the big deal? More than that, why am I not happy with that person having that talent that I don't have? People who feel the need to be their best usually tell themselves, if I'm not the best, then I'm a failure. If I'm not the best, I am nothing. And there's no basis to say that. In ultimate terms, no human being can really say who is best. Therefore, comparing yourself to anyone else is arbitrary. It makes no sense and it causes you misery. It's important to just value yourself and see what you can do to make things better. Another thing that really kills self-esteem often is that feeling that when you make a mistake, it could rob you of that feeling of self-worth. But it does not depend on the external situation. Every human being has an intrinsic value regardless of what he does, even if he makes mistakes, even if he transgresses things. Not to be discouraged and lose the feeling of importance. That is the greatest sakana, that discouragement. Rather, yes, you transgressed. Strengthen yourself. Elevate yourself above the transgressions. Keep your mind focused on your great potential for accomplishment. Regardless of how much wrong you feel you have done, you can always elevate yourself going forward. Very, very important. It's interesting, a student of Nachum Ziv once made a mistake in pronouncing a word publicly in the Chazaras Hashatz in Shemoneh Esrei. Someone corrected it, and the student repeated the word accurately. But then the student became confused and made more errors. At the end of the davening, he said, "How is it possible to be so arrogant? You think so? You're so perfect that you cannot possibly make any mistakes?" Now, someone heard this story and asked, "Won't the student feel even worse now and upset by his teacher telling him that he's arrogant?" And the answer is, it's how the message comes across. If it's said with understanding, then the message is, "I care about you. Don't get so upset over a minor error. Of course you're fallible. Of course you make mistakes. Expect that you're going to make mistakes and try to improve. And don't be devastated when you err." If it was said in that vein, it was a healthy thing to say. You could try to be as great as you can. You could try to accomplish as much as you can. And develop yourself in the best of your ability. Even the smallest person has the potential for greatness that they utilize within them. But the fear of failure, we have to really stop. This, if I don't succeed, I'm a worthless failure, has to stop. One who fears failing that way will not take risks that are necessary to take on anything new. That's very, very important. And that is the idea. Shlomo from Kalin says, the worst fault a person can have is to forget their intrinsic greatness as a human being. He doesn't have to feel right with every argument that is, you know, he doesn't have to win every argument. If he sees the truth, he'll admit his mistakes, both with respect to others and with his own self-respect. Admitting mistakes is not a sign of weakness. It's a manifestation of an intellectual honesty. Many parents worry about their own self-worth if their children do not behave correctly. And it places a tremendous burden on them and on their children. And while parents have a responsibility to educate and train their children, it's true. But at times they won't follow necessarily what the parents say. And parents should try to motivate the children and consult people through it. There are many righteous parents with children who did not reach their standards. And while parents suffered from this, it did not take away respect due to their own accomplishments that they accomplished. And a lot of parents that have issues with children need to work through this and not bash themselves exceedingly and not just take away the life energy out of themselves because of, you know, difficulties with particular children that one has, and just on the adaraba say, I did the best I could, I'm going to try better, but not to blame and bash and just value yourself. So don't allow other people to, so here's the key. Number one, don't allow other person's evaluation to affect your feeling of self-esteem. Number two, do not compare yourself to others. And number three, don't allow mistakes to rob you of feelings of self-worth. Bracha v'atzlacha.